yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. This is where it's that time of year where we separate the men from the boys.
No home improvement or organizing at our home today.
No, not by this cowboy.
Lots of good food and cheering.
Not by this Cajun cowboy.
I'm just glad we're the early game.
I like those better.
I remember the day after seven overtimes against the Aggies last.
Why'd you have to bring that game up?
I was like, well, because it's a year of redemption.
Yeah.
We handled them. And we're on to the next one.
Well, I'm no expert, but we love our Arizona teams, the Cardinals.
I'm just not
the
a D-backs, night owl.
The Lumberjacks, the Wildcats, the Sun Devils. But by birthright, we are LSU Tiger fans. And as the season kept progressing, I came to the conclusion there are only two things that can keep LSU from the national championship.
You're not going to jinx them, are you?
There's only two things that can keep
them from the
national championship.
We got lots of football to play.
Oh, man.
Number one, Dabo Swinney, head coach of Clemson. And number two, what's the Ohio State's running back, J.K. Dobbs or Dobbins? That guy scares me. So
hey,
now
we still
one of one of those two are going to get knocked out. So now there's only one thing. They can keep.
We still got to get past Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Well, I've counted those chickens, maybe. I hope I didn't jinx them. We've been covering in the last hour the things that we've covered in the past year about Arizona home improvement, maintenance, and repair that piqued y'all's interest as we judged from the metrics that we measure. We measure how many phone calls come in on every radio show? How many internet connections are driven by any one topic? How many topics are searched on our website, rosieonthehouse.com? How many topics trigger phone calls to our office during the week? And we've assimilated that in today's blog that you would have gotten as a subscriber to rosieonthehouse.com. With the growing population of Arizona homeowners, the best thing you can do to be a good neighbor is introduce your new coming family and friends and neighbors to Rosie on the House. It's free to homeowners. It's here as a database serving as the number one best contractor referral directory in the entire state, as voted by you, the Arizona homeowners. We've won that distinction in the Maricopa County area for the last 10 years. We've won that in Tucson in the last year. And that now officially makes us the number one. And that's in spite of all the local competition. And that's in spite of all the national copycats. It's Rosie on the House, the one you Arizona homeowners trust. We've worked really, really hard to earn that. And we'll never do anything to compromise it. So we'd love y'all's feedback. For topics that you're interested in hearing in 2020, we have pretty well set the preliminary editorial calendar for the year, but we're open to any of your suggestions. Reach out to us at rosieonthehouse.com and let us know what you'd like to hear about or what topic you'd like the most current up-to-date information on.
And as housing changes, so will we. You know, we'll still have all of our great resources. But, you know, there's part of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend is understanding all the different living scenarios. And, you know, you see a lot of, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more of these type developments that was covered. Papago Plaza is under demolition right now, probably already gone. And the funny thing about that is I saw that and I thought, oh, I didn't even know that place was still there. I thought
you're
that
right.
Was torn down a long time ago.
It actually went through a fairly large renovation just a decade ago.
Mm.
Very extensive.
It's going in with a multi-use property, and you're seeing a lot more of these. And there's a big one that I haven't seen a lot of updates on recently out in New York that they tailor is like the model to follow. It's Hudson Yards. And it's this concept of everything you need within walking distance, your schools, your office, your living, your recreation. You know, obviously, your outdoors, there might be atriums and grasses and parks, but it's not like, you know, going and seeing the bald eagles out at, or the vultures out at Vermilion Cliffs, or, you know, cool stuff like that. But for your day in and day out living, all within a condensed walking area, and that's similar to what is going in over Papago.
We've got to do something about the spread, and Paolo Solari had it right. Unfortunately, we have to increase the density or give up too much of our natural terrain.
And
so going vertical and mixed-use stuff is going to be the wave of the future. Did you catch the headline of this subdivision? I didn't read it, but there's a subdivision or a project going in Tempe where you won't be allowed to own a car?
Doesn't surprise me.
That's an interesting concept. I'm going to be watching that with a lot of curiosity.
And you know what I love about that vertical growth versus urban sprawl is it just delays how long the city's going to reach our property. We moved out there
to
be out of the city. And if it continues to go vertical, then we don't have to worry about finding the next place we're going to move to stay out of the city.
I hope this holiday season finishes up for all of you out there in a very blessed and peaceful and joyous situation. Here's to a great 2020, a whole new decade, a whole new year.